Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
Yes, and that includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful
and consult your doctors.
We love ProCare. You guys know this. And guess what? They have a brand new product out and it tastes like an orange Tic Tac.
That's right. I have got it in my hot little hands right now. It's their easy to swallow tablet in citrus grove. And both of us have fully switched over to it.
We had to because it's easy to swallow, doesn't stick, and it has 45 milligrams of iron. And we both need that.
Yes, we do. So go to procarenow.com to take care of all your bariatric body needs. And our code is the only one that gets you a full 15% off. So use code OSLP at checkout.
Are you located in the Florida area?
Well, we have the perfect office for you. Dr. Fridley and his wife, Macy, have created the perfect welcoming and safe place for your bariatric journey.
That's right. So click on the link below to start your weight loss journey now. And don't forget to tell them that the OSLP's girls sent you.
Welcome back, OSLP family. Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to our Sleeve Life podcast live for our 10th season. And this is Kelly.
And this is Mel.
And I am so excited because I want to answer all these questions that people sent in. And people. We even have some goofy ones that Katie's going to ask.
Yes.
I don't know if we should start with our.
Well, I want to say a couple thank yous first.
Oh, okay.
Because this is 10th season.
I'm here.
So we'll get to the questions in a minute. But yes, you can still submit questions if you guys want to have them done on air. We're more than happy to ask. It literally ask us anything.
Yes.
But first, I want to shout out to all the sponsors and mm-hmm. our patrons that have made this fucking possible.
Yes, definitely our patrons. Oh my God. Our sponsors.
You guys mean so much to me and Cal. Mm-hmm. Like, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing right now. Like, mm-hmm. if it wasn't for those patrons that literally every month give us a little bit of their money.
Yep.
And they know it's going to a good cause, which in fold, we're supporting the community at the same time.
Correct.
So no matter what, they're supporting the community through us.
Correct.
Yes. And then, of course, our sponsors like ProCare, they sponsor all the things.
Use code OSLP for a discount, 15% off.
And of course, we have it in-house. Yeah. Just chilling right there.
Yeah. I mean, ProCare has been our number one sponsor. Since the very, very, very beginning.
Yes.
They have believed in us. They have brought us out to events. Mm-hmm. They have sponsored JBY every single year.
Yeah.
Like, they are our top supporter and have been for the last 10 seasons. Almost 10 seasons.
A full 10 seasons. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
So thank you to ProCare, Nick, yes, Aaron, Brenda.
The whole team.
Amanda.
Dealing with us for the past 5 years.
Yes. Dealing with us and our craziness. It's been fabulous. Another sponsor is
Dr. Fridley and Macy.
Yep. From SABP.
They are the number two that came around like after ProCare. And they have just taking us under their wing. They're supporting all the things that we do. They're making sure people fly to JBY.
Uh-huh.
So if people that don't know who Dr. Fridley is, he's actually from the Army.
Yeah, he's a vet.
And he's a vet. And he's an EMT doctor. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, surgeon. He has so many things mm-hmm. that is going on for him. And he literally loves this community. And he flew out two people last year.
He did.
To come to JBY.
And this year, they have already signed on to be another sponsor for the third year in a row.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. They absolutely love what we do with JBY as much as we do.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing to see them just support us, support the community. Mm-hmm. You know, other ones that have supported us through the times is UBA. They are bariatric containers.
We got Devotion with
protein.
We
got Devotion.
Gotta love Dana. Give out a shout out to Dana from Devotion. She's a fucking madhouse.
She is. And she makes a fabulous product.
Her product is so good. It's so versatile. You can bake with it. You can make your protein shakes with it. I made a pumpkin roll out of it.
You did?
And my brother didn't know, and he loved it.
Yep.
So,
yeah, there's so many great products out there with Devotion, and we highly recommend them because of the taste, because
I
do not like.
With the two C's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever. And there have been so many other sponsors that have just been amazing.
They have, like Dive Bar.
Dive Bar has
put out our face on their bars.
Three times.
And that's just, like, you don't know what that means to us. Like, our faces is on something. Yeah. Like, holy crap. And the fact that they also have, like, sponsored, like, a JBY.
They sponsored last year. Yeah. Yep. So let's give a big thank you to all the sponsors out there that have supported us and our dream.
And then we're missing some, but we love all of you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am not in my right brain. So just.
Okay. It's okay. Yes. And thank you again to our patrons. We love you guys.
Yes.
So we actually asked our patrons if they had any questions for us. We asked the audience if there was any questions for us. So this is a Q&A.
Yeah.
Show. So we're live here on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. So if you're on right now, you can submit your questions and we will answer them truthfully.
Truthfully.
All right.
Oh my God. I love
that's our first question.
Truthfully.
This is from the Benji Group. Okay. Okay, so from the Benchy Group, they're asking, what was your favorite episode so far?
I already have it.
Oh, tell us.
199 and 200.
Oh, yes. Lydia Alexander.
Lydia Alexander. She blew my fucking mind.
Yep.
And I mean, I get my mind blown a lot from information, but she literally pinpointed my entire life. And she was like, then this can happen. This can happen. This probably happens. And it was my entire life. And I just felt like I was finally seen.
Yep.
And heard and understood.
Yep.
And we had to break it up into two because we talked with her forever.
It was almost a 3-hour episode.
Yeah.
So we had to break it into two.
Yes. Yeah. So that guarantee, I know I'm kind of fudging the rule on that a little bit because it's
that's
not just
what
one.
You do.
Yeah. But the 199 and 200. Damn, were those amazing episodes.
They're worth the listen, the watch, because it is on YouTube, guys. You can go watch those episodes because Lydia actually, like, you know, hand gestures. She shows us things. It's pretty cool. So I like that one. My favorite one.
Oh, I know what it is. Not released.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you there's one coming that I'm like fucking hella stoked. No, I would say the first one that was hella stoked, and it's like in a different way, is because we had Lisa Lampanelli on.
We did.
So for those that don't know, if you haven't listened to those episodes, we did a whole series with Lisa Lampanelli. If you don't know who she is, she's a New York City comic. She used to be the Queen of Mean.
Yep.
In the 90s and the early 2000s.
And Mel and Dylan used to watch them.
Used to watch her actually with my dad and my mom. That's actually where I found Lisa Lampanelli. So when we got in touch, oh my God, I like was in heaven.
Yeah, it was
and
a big moment.
Speechless. So if you hear the first one, we were all combobulated. If you think about it, we didn't get the video recording from that one. And I am like way quiet because I'm so scared to say something like wrong, I guess. I don't know.
I was like, what the fuck was that?
Like what happened?
I was asking all questions. She was just silent. Like, it was
I was like, I was definitely shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
had no idea that this would ever happen. I was just more like,
you fangirled.
I fangirled and I was grateful and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Lisa Lampanelli sitting across from me.
Yeah. It was really cool.
And we actually, like, when we were in New York, we almost got to hang out with her. It was just because of the trains. The trains were confusing. So,
well, and we wouldn't have gotten back in time. So it was,
we would have been stuck in New York.
Yeah. We would have.
We would have been trapped in New York.
Yeah. So what do we have another question?
Yeah. Okay. Katie's pulling these up.
What's been your favorite event, memory, and experience you all have had since starting the podcast?
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's so many.
Okay. So we're going to repeat this question. It is, what
is our favorite event or moment?
Or moment. A memory or experience?
Yeah.
Holy shit. There's so many.
I know mine.
Oh, shit. She knows hers fast. Okay.
Yeah.
What's yours, girl?
It is literally standing behind the scenes at the first JBY and standing there and waiting for the beat to drop. And I tried to go before. Mel pulled me back.
I was like, no.
And then she shoved me out when it was time. That moment, and then also the moment of standing off to the side of the stage watching the Rising Stars video with it looking exactly how I had envisioned.
Yeah.
and with the song I had envisioned. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, there was just this moment of like, this is why I do this.
Yeah.
To share other people's stories and their experiences and celebrate with them. So.
Oh, I love that.
Thanks.
Look at that. So mine is similar.
Okay.
So mine is, and it's the venue. The first time we walked into the venue.
Ah, okay.
So the first JBY was at the Aladdin Theater in Portland, Oregon. Hold on. Let's not.
You all might be asking yourselves, why do these girls love Just Meat so much? Well, we're going to tell you.
Yeah, because so much freaking flavor, guys. Yes, like, it is insane. And I love to cook. And this has cut down my cooking time like in half. Literally the meat part. 2 to 3 minutes.
Who doesn't want that for cooking? And I love, love, love the fact as a single person, I can cook one pack and eat that for the rest of the day, of the rest of the week.
Yeah.
The rest of the week, people. And I love that it comes straight to your door. I don't have to go to the grocery store. I don't know about you, but I don't like going to the grocery store.
No.
So having this delivered is ultimate.
It is ultimate. And you just go to justmeats.co, pick out all your different flavors. Mm-hmm. You can really mix and match what you want and then use OSLP25 for you to get $25 off your order.
Go now. Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
Yes, and that includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful.
And consult your doctors.
Talk trash yet.
We'll
get there. But it's at the Aladdin Theater. Me and Kelly were like thinking about, I told us like, I've gone to a couple clubs because I like to go to see comedians. And I saw Ari Shaffir there. And I was like, oh my God, I think that would work because it's small enough and intimate. Mm-hmm. And it's just not too big where like, you know, it's the first one. Mm-hmm. Like we know we're not going to get like 500 people. Like that's like impossible. So why would we try? So not try, but why would we get a venue like that?
Yeah.
So I pitched it to Kel.
We were realistic.
I pitched it to Kel. She's like, yeah, let's go look at it. And when we walk in, I was like, this is it.
The first time we saw it was when we did photos.
Yeah. We got to see the outside with the, what is that called with the words on it?
The marquee.
We were on a marquee.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment too.
Yeah, being on the marquee, just that whole weekend and like the whole process of JBY was like, the first one was wild.
Yeah.
It's super beautiful.
JBY has become a labor of love for both of us.
Yeah.
And it is only getting better every year. Yeah. And this next year is going to be fucking out of this world.
Well, the fact that we already guys have like 3 sponsors on board.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great fucking night.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
great.
We're going to rock this shit out of like St. Louis.
You guys better come to play because like we have some special things that we can't tell you till January.
Yeah. That and other things that you cannot.
Yeah. I know. There's certain things I can't say.
She likes to give up.
I do. I like to give out little
nuggets.
What are they called?
Nuggets.
Easter egg hunts. Yeah.
Little teasers.
Well, no, like in video games, they're called Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not allowed to do that.
I'm not allowed to do that, guys.
Nope.
I have been shut down, but it is the JBY stuff. It was so meaningful just seeing the people's faces and them like getting what we were trying to put out there. They immediately understood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was wild.
That was really cool.
You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And we had a lot of support from the community, mm-hmm. of people that flew across the country to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Just be there. Support us. It was absolutely amazing.
And the whole community coming together.
Yeah. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment. Mm-hmm. And last year was no different.
Well, and this one coming, like, that's why we did the volunteer stuff. And, like, we're coming on board with, like, all hands on deck.
Well, all hands on deck and then really combining like the community into things because you might not want to be a presenter. Mm-mm. You might not want to be on stage because up until I was pushed out on that stage, I didn't want to be on it either. but you can still be a part of it because there are the volunteer spots.
Yes.
So I'm really glad that we added those in this year.
Me too.
I think the other big moment or memory for me is when we did the PNC Live studio.
Oh my God. Yes. I was like freaking the fuck out.
Yep.
The PNC Live in Portland.
Yep.
Happened last year.
Yep.
Wild.
And we were on the screens outside downtown Portland. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It's just I think it's so hard to choose because we've had some really cool, amazing moments together. I think my top one will always be that first episode, though, that we
in your house
nailed down. We were in the guest room. We I remember my ex-husband like drilled the desk to the wall so we could use it.
Yeah.
And
for those that don't know, guys, like we started in Kelly's house.
Yeah.
In a guest room.
Yeah.
That is where we started.
Yep. And we were record 2 a week.
Yep.
Until we finished one season.
Mm-hmm.
And then we transitioned over here because there was more room.
More room and more equipment.
Yeah.
So.
And it was absolutely like, I think that first episode really solidified that like we can do this.
Oh, I didn't know that for you. That's cool.
Well, yeah, because I never envisioned myself doing a podcast.
Mm-mm.
Like at all.
No.
So I think when we sat down and we vibed and like we were making Marcus is our old producer. When we were making him crack up like every 5 seconds, I was like, you know what? We're meant to do this.
I love me some Marcus.
I know. Marcus, where are you?
We have your banjo.
We have your banjo and we're holding it hostage.
We do. You better come out and hang out and you get your banjo back.
He did come to the first JBY though.
I know.
And we got a really cool photo with him.
That was a badass photo.
Yep.
We love that guy.
Yep. He's all like right. A brother.
What's the next question, Miss Katie with the C?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we got funny questions. Stop.
That was weird, guys.
Okay,
you
ready?
Yep. Okay, so if you could switch into a cartoon character for one day, who would it be and why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know Kelly already has hers.
I don't. I'm still thinking.
Oh, I thought you did.
I'm thinking like the why. Okay, why would I choose that person?
It's going to be someone from Toontown. No, it's not. I want to be Buzz. I would be Buzz Lightyear.
Fly around?
And fly around.
Unless you're the toy
play
Buzz.
Play with all the toys.
And then you can't fly.
Well, I would have to be the toy Buzz. Well, I would fake
then
fly.
He doesn't fly.
I know. I fake fly.
He falls with style.
Yes. Falling with style.
Yeah. I honestly think. I think I would be Minnie Mouse.
Okay.
Because she's got really cool style.
She does.
She's really happy.
Yep.
And she just gets to hug people all day.
And she's, no one messes with her. Like they know.
No.
She does the little finger.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep. I think I'd be Minnie Mouse for that. Oh, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Ooh. I wouldn't change it. I would be Minnie Mouse.
What were the characters when like it was the beep beep and then is that Runner?
Roadrunner?
Roadrunner. And then Taz?
Mm-hmm.
The Looney Tunes. That could be fun for a day.
That could be.
I think I'd be fun. I would like to be Taz for a day.
Okay.
To be honest. Because then I can like tornado anywhere I want to go.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I get there fast and it'd be fun. And he's like all over the place.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So Taz and Minnie Mouse. Ooh. Strawberry.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
So the question was, what fruit would you be and why?
Yeah.
And strawberry is because I love red and green and it's juicy as fuck.
Oh, my God.
And it's delicious.
I can't with you.
So I'm a strawberry.
Any fruit. Yeah. I think. I would be a pineapple.
I knew it. I called it in my head.
Because they wear crowns all day.
Yep.
Like, yep. There we go. And I'm a little sweet and I'm a little tart.
Yep.
So
that's perfect.
It like mixes up.
Well. I know people probably thought I was going to choose watermelon, but no, it's strawberries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you are such a pineapple.
Yeah.
It's not even funny. Like, I mean, you love.
Not an upside down pineapple, guys.
No.
Right side up.
No. But palm trees are upside down pineapples.
They are.
They are. We've seen them in the wild.
In the wild. She means in Florida.
In Florida.
Okay. Any more questions over there, ma'am?
If you were a superhero,
Oh. If you were a superhero, what would your quirky weakness be? Having to exercise.
Oh my God.
I could lift a house, but you put me in a gym. No strength.
No strength. Because totally flat.
Yep.
Totally flat.
Yep.
So mine was going to be, I'm going to be really strong, right? But okay. I'm going to want to clean any condensation on tables.
That's not a weakness.
That is. That's a quirky weakness.
That's not a weakness.
I would clean like rings, like if people left condensation on there.
No, because it doesn't make you weak.
It takes time away. Like it's a must.
Oh my God. It's got to be like a physical weakness.
Physical weakness?
Yes.
I don't even know.
Because you know how like
you said quirky weakness.
Yeah. So like,
I like the fact that I'm stopping what I'm doing every time to like clean a table.
Oh my God. I would just say distracted.
Distracted.
Yeah. Distraction is her weakness.
There we go. Distraction's okay. My weakness.
So we have a question over on the live.
The live.
YouTube.
Boop, boop.
And it's, who is your dream guest for the podcast?
Oh, that's a good question.
I have mine.
Will you start then?
Oprah.
Oh, shit. Oprah.
I want to talk to that woman. I grew up watching her with my mom.
Yep, same.
For years.
Yep.
She watched Oprah. And I think that we would have such a great conversation.
Yeah. I think so, especially like she's done the yo-yo dieting. Mm-hmm. She knows what it's like with Weight Watchers. She's taken a GLP-1.
Yep.
Like she fits all the marks.
Yeah.
Like having her knowledge mm-hmm. and to talk to her about those things mm-hmm. would be incredible.
Yeah. So, I think Oprah.
Oprah's a really good one. Well, you basically pick the iconic.
Well, it's also because she has been on a weight loss journey for like, what, 20 fucking years?
Like her
years.
Whole life.
And then you've also.
30. Yeah.
Yeah. So probably close to 40 years.
Yeah.
She's been on this like up and down roller coaster of weight. And then she is on a GLP-1. She's a advocate for it. Like, I want to talk to her about that.
I love it. I love it.
Haha. Shit. I took the best.
The best one.
You told me to go ahead.
Oh, 100%. So let's see. My dream. I got to give out my dream quest. Jeez. Rude. I have an answer what my dream guest is. My first instinct is actually Graham, the dessert guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From MasterChef.
Yeah.
Because he's had the surgery.
Yeah.
And I want to know what it's like having the surgery. I know he probably gets this question all the time. But like, how is it like to be around pastries and learning and like adjusting and like taste testing? Because you can gain weight just in taste testing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I would like to know like what was his strategy and what was his why?
Yeah.
So
that's a great one.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites.
I would agree. I would have
with Graham, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I would. So I'm going to say, guys, if you have questions, go over to YouTube and like put them in there because then they pop up on the screen.
And we can see them.
And then we can see them. So if you want, go over to YouTube, hit subscribe, all that stuff, and then put your questions in. I think you can also do it on Facebook.
You can. But I'm not sure. This is on Facebook and Instagram. And,
yeah. But I don't know about the if it pops it up or not. So
I see a check mark. Maybe that's right.
Yeah.
All right. You said Shay has a question. So, grow with Shay.
Yep. I have one. Is there a moment when you almost stopped podcasting? If so, what was it and how did you power through it?
Shay.
I know what it was.
I know. You have to repeat that whole question, though. That's a long question.
So, basically, is there any part, is there a moment where we wanted to stop doing this, or was there a moment that we had where we almost didn't go on with the podcast?
And why?
And why?
And what was it and how did you power through it?
How did we power through it?
What's yours?
It's the same thing, Mel.
We've only had one moment.
We've only had one moment. And
so think about that, guys. It's been 4.5 years.
Yep.
10 seasons. We've only had one moment. So that's why we can't, we both don't have an answer. It's the same answer.
Well, the why is that we got into a massive fight.
Yes.
Like massive fight. And
oh, you're talking about that.
Okay. Yeah. And oh,
yep.
Oh, there you go.
There you
so
go.
There was two moments.
Because I during that, I knew that would be over. Like we would just be fine eventually. We just have to.
I didn't. I
will never stop. I will never stop. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying, like during this situation, I know that didn't even cross my brain, but tell them.
Yeah. Cause it was
you.
Crossed my brain.
Yeah.
So we got into a massive fight and we like, it lasted over a couple days mm-hmm. and it was kind of like, you know, in my brain, I was like, okay, do we go on? Do we move forward with this? Like, this is my best friend, all this stuff. And then we sat down together and we kind of went over each point.
Yeah. With that Sarah.
Each other have. Yeah. We had Thank Sarah you, there.
Sarah.
Counselor Sarah in the house. Oh, we look. Got Counselor Katie. We have Counselor Sarah. Katie.
Sometimes you just need that outside source.
You do. Yeah. And she sat down with us and we talked and we were very honest. And like, if one of us got upset, we just kind of like, we either walked away or we breathed through it or whatever. And we all stayed calm. And it, before we knew it, it was fine.
Yeah. So, I knew that was going to happen.
I'm glad you did.
Well, because then, okay. So with the situation, like here, what happens in Mel's brain, because I know you very well. I was like, well, this is Kelly. I technically haven't done anything to warrant her to stop hanging out with me. I was like, literally, I was listing things because you wanted me to list things
yeah,
in the journal. We actually list things and then we like talked about it. So it was a serious conversation. But I knew at the end of the day that like she always told me she's not going to leave me and I'm believing her. So yeah. Like, I'm like, yeah, we'll just talk it out. Like, I technically haven't done anything to warrant it. Like, so there, I was like, what do we like? We'll just need to talk until it's fixed.
Yeah. And that's what we did.
I was like, I know us.
Yeah.
And it is, you guys have to talk to each other. So this is how you get through it. You talk it out. Oh, we're getting paused for poor connection over on Kel's phone.
It's on Godfrey too.
I know. It's just not a shocker. It's just a butt face sometimes in here.
Yeah.
But you have to journal. We journaled it out. We literally met at a, what would you call that? Like a third party place. Like it's not your house, yeah, not my house, not the studio. Like
someplace not related to us.
Yeah, like we went to the park and we talked through it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad to know that you were positive through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
So.
It wasn't really like here's how I have to like put prefaces. I never have had the thought of stopping.
No.
I have only ever had the thought of scared that you wanted to stop.
Mm.
Because I know me, if you stop, I'm still going to be doing something in media.
Oh, like 100%.
I already I have that vision. Like I know, like if this shifts for any reason, like it's still fine. It's just gonna really suck for a long time.
Yes, yes.
You know,
no, I am not stopping.
But no, like, you know, like we've had some issues through just social media.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we've had some people come and hate on us and. We've done stuff to where we didn't realize what we were fucking doing mm-hmm. and we hurt people's feelings. And we combated that by like, just keep putting positive out there, apologizing mm-hmm. for what we've done.
Yeah.
Taking ownership. And yeah. So I was just more afraid that like, oh shit, this went down. Like, I don't know how Kel's going to react.
And then there's Shay on YouTube.
Leave it to me.
Leave it to me to bring out a therapy session.
Yeah. Shay.
No, shit. I think it's good. I think it's always like in the back of your mind when you're a partner like this, mm-hmm. that what if the other person doesn't want to do it anymore?
Yep.
Because I've had that thought.
Yep.
And I would keep going. It would probably be shift to something different.
Right. It would always like shift
we would
to
both
else.
Shift to do something different. But why do that?
Well, and that's the thing, like something would really have to happen for me and you to stop doing what we're doing.
You would have to like stab me or something.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. On it would be on accident. Let's not say preface it.
What
It would be the heat of the moment.
That's not an accident.
That is an accident. You can
heat
actually
of the moment. I'm going to stab my best friend.
I can get off on charges.
You can get off on a lot of things.
I can get off on a lot of things, but I could get some charges off by knowing that it wasn't premeditated. Okay.
Okay.
Exactly. Because it takes me a lot to get to that point.
Yeah, for sure.
I've wanted to stab one person in my
whole life. I'm just saying, that's an extreme. Like, I'm not going anywhere unless, you stab me or I kill you and I go to prison or something. Like, it's got to be extreme. Oh,
actually, there is one thing that I'll say this on air because this would even, if this goes for Katie too. I have decided. I remember I did this with Matt and Kelly. It was like an apples to apples game or whatever. They asked the question.
No idea what she's going to say.
She has no idea what I'm about to say.
Can I read Shay's other half of this first?
You're going to interrupt me?
Go ahead.
How rude. I was telling you something.
Okay. Tell me.
Because it's important.
Okay.
So the only way that I would it'd have to be betrayal.
Okay.
For you to leave, for me to want to leave you. By the way, it would be a betrayal thing. And it would be like if you sold stories to media networks about me, I would be fucking done with anybody that ever sold a story about me to get money and then profit off of me because I maybe did something stupid. Dunzo.
All right.
Just letting anybody know.
All that blackmail video is just going to have to stay on my phone.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Okay, so now
Stella's that goes.
I think that's very solid. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Running a podcast and brand is really hard, and to be on season 10 is super awesome. So happy for you both. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you, Shay. We appreciate you. Okay. Next question. Yeah. Katie's giving us our next question.
Oh.
Ooh, I know that one immediately. Yeah. Who said that? Do you know?
Katie,
VSG23. Oh, what up, Katie?
What up, Katie?
VSG23. That's the Katie that went with us.
Yep.
That was a fun day. She went to the yoga and the Disneyland with us for the girls'
weekend. Katie G.
Oh, got you.
I think that's the other Katie.
Oh, but Katie was still with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Anyways. So mine is, what was the question again? The beginning.
Relive it or redo it?
Relive it.
Oh.
Mine would be 6 months through a year and a half. That that year, mm-hmm. After you're out of all the annoying shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 6 months to 18 months. That would be a really fun year to go back to.
I heard redo. So now I'm like,
what would I mean, I you can answer it redo too, because I would even redo that area as well.
Yeah, I would redo.
Actually, the beginning it would be.
I would actually never stop doing therapy and working with a dietitian.
Fair.
I would always want. I think that right after I had surgery, I thought I had it all planned and good. And I should have been working with people more closely.
Mm-hmm.
Weekly, biweekly, monthly, something like that. To check in because I thought I had it all down and I did not.
No, none of us do.
Well, but I think
but you didn't realize.
I didn't realize it until I had trauma. And then I was like, oh shit, I still want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to eat everything. And I don't really care.
Yeah.
So I think that I would never stop that.
What's interesting about that, that's the part I would redo, is the very beginning, mm-hmm. going to therapy. And right when Dr. Patterson released me to go work out.
Yeah.
So I would want therapy and go work out right when I was released, if I could redo them.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved the 6 months to an 18 month just because of that's when I was the most fit.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most time I had fun in the gym. Mm-hmm. I was getting confidence and that energy boost, which just feels so good.
Yeah.
So that would be definitely that time frame for me.
He's seizuring.
Don't do that.
He's fine. He's dreaming.
Yeah, but
his
eyes are opening, closing, and it's freaking out.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
So I think to relive,
Is there a part you want to relive in your journey? You don't have to.
I know. Let me think. Because there were so many good points to my journey. Like, I think, honestly, like, I relive all of those non-scale victories that I had for the first time around.
Okay.
Like, you know, being able to walk and move my body in a way that I hadn't in years.
Like, feel that relief.
Yeah, relive those amazing moments.
Yeah.
That's what I would want to relive. That's but cool. I would definitely redo how I handled support after.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question, please.
Hogwarts? Harry Potter?
Okay, so repeat the question in the mic.
Oh, if you could live in an alternate universe, what would it be and why? Harry Potter, because I want to be a wizard or a witch. So.
Okay, that's fair.
That's it.
For those that don't know, Kelly's a huge, like,
Harry Potter nerd.
Harry Potter nerd. Like, yeah. Me, look at her arm. Boop. All of it.
It's all Harry Potter.
What?
All the way up.
Fictional place. There's a lot of fun ones.
Well, you got to choose one.
I know. Does, like, Pixar count?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to live in Andy's room.
Oh my God.
From Toy Story, I want to live in Andy's room. Oh my God.
Okay.
I want to hang out with all of Andy's toys.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's right.
That's two where she did Disney before me.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, first I was like, do I do like Ninja Turtles or Marvel? Oh. And I was like, And then I watched a lot of Batman with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, I don't want to live there.
No.
Like, I don't want to be there.
No, it's nice to like watch. It's entertaining to watch, but yeah. I wouldn't want to live there.
Uh-uh.
No, that's too violent.
That's too much pressure.
Yeah.
Like, do I have to be strong there then? See, if
Andy's room.
I'm just a toy and hang out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And play. And I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I need to become a toy in Andy's room because then I never have to go into the restroom again. I fucking hate the bathroom. I really, if I didn't have to go, I wouldn't go in the bathroom. My God. You know this about me.
I'm not denying that I know this about you. I'm saying, oh, my God, because that's a ridiculous thing.
So true.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do we have any questions on TikTok? Nope. Okay.
No.
Okay, so we have another one from Shay. Grow with Shay.
Let's take a look, see here.
What do you think your lives would look like today if you hadn't gotten bariatric surgery?
Miserable.
Yeah. Absolutely miserable. I would have been bedridden.
I'd definitely be bigger.
Yeah.
So if I didn't get bariatric surgery, so I was 308. I could have been, like, if I was right now, I could be pushing 4.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
I'd still be in a marriage that I wasn't happy in.
Uh-huh.
I'd probably work at a place that I was, like, kind of okay with, but not really. Yeah, I wouldn't be me. I wouldn't be this person at all.
No.
I wouldn't.
You take that bariatric surgery out. And
yeah.
It changes everything.
It changes everything.
Yep.
Because, like, I wonder, though, like, yes, we take it out, but does that mean if, but it, eventually it could happen, though, because, like, you know, eventually you're going to have another why. Like, you're going to have a breakdown. Like, if I get to 400 without having bariatric surgery, I wonder what would
be. Oh, you're saying, like, it would be eventually.
Yeah, eventually I think I would do it.
Yeah.
Because if I hit 400, that's scary business.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
300 scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
But 400 would definitely do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay. My brother got to over 4. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I would be living a life that is worth living.
Like quality.
Yeah. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Nope. All right.
So we have one from Emily.
Shay.
Thank you, Shay. You have great questions.
Okay. Emily's. Can you share some of the upcoming topics that are coming up on future episodes of the podcast?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Well, because one, like next Tuesday immediately is Joe Hoy from Hoy Fitness.
Yep.
And he has a whole midlife makeover summit that's coming.
It's free.
It's free.
The link's in our bio.
Exactly. It's in our bio. So, and we actually get to do a virtual like presentation for everybody. which is a lot of fun. And we recorded it. We already sent it in. And then there's going to be questions afterwards that we get to answer.
So, yes. Yeah. That. So it's absolutely free. If you want to do the VIP and talk to the people after their sessions, I think it's like $8.
For what?
For the VIP.
Yeah. It's like super cheap.
It's really inexpensive.
We like when he pulled up the price, we laughed at it.
Yeah, we actually did. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
VIP.
But he's made it free. There's a bunch of different people that are going to be on the summit. Mm-hmm. So we interviewed Joe, and we talked about why he created the company that he did, helping over 40 plus women.
Yeah.
40 plus and over women. And it's an interesting story. It is definitely worth hearing. Mm-hmm. And what's the other topic that we were?
Well, Joe is amazing because he has like 100 people doing his like virtual stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Chris Powell from Extreme Weight Loss.
Yep.
On ABC.
Yep.
From back in the day. I used to watch it with my mom. I'm so excited because Chris Powell actually emailed us and we talked to him and we got introduced to him by Joe.
Yep. Thank you, Joe.
And thank you, Joe. And now we've already recorded. It was so fast.
Yeah.
It was last Wednesday.
Yep.
And it was a
fantastic episode.
Oh my God. That man is amazing. Very passionate and authentic. And he touches base on so many things.
Yeah. It's a really like an all over episode.
It's insane.
We talk a little bit about everything.
Yeah. So fucking fun. So look forward to that. We're going to be dropping that just fast for YouTube as well. So there is no waiting for that. That will come out on Tuesday in 2 weeks. So be prepared for that.
We're also going to be doing more on like our experience on GLP-1s. Mm-hmm. We're going to be
talking about that with Pop. Yeah. Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going... Me and Kelly are on GLP-1s. Kelly has been on one for a while and then stopped and got because it's all out.
Yep.
You know, shit happens.
Yep.
And then I'm on one just newly. So we're going to talk about that with Pop.
Yep.
So that's actually this Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah. So that'll be on. And then we really just like when we record our Just Us episodes, mm-hmm. it's literally we pick something that we've seen in the community.
Yes.
And like whether that be a question or somebody comment on it or whatever it is, mm-hmm. it's very nice to be able to like pull something out of the community that we actually see.
Yeah.
And talk about it. So one of the things that I saw is reverse dieting.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the fuck that is. Mm-mm. So I want to figure out what it is.
Yeah. We're going to talk to someone.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it. So something like that. What other topics are you? We had Mabel from the Sleeved.
Is coming. Yeah.
Mabel
the Sleeve Academy. Uh-huh. But what I did want to mention is there is something new coming. We can only talk about it a little bit.
I have no idea. Oh, there is something.
You do. So yes, we're going to test some things out. So just look, we're going to have like a forum for people to like fill out and we're just going to see like, will our idea work?
Yeah.
So, you know, take a look in our link tree in the next week or so. We're going to mm-hmm. have some stuff up there just to see if what our idea will actually benefit or not.
Yeah.
So
for sure. So keep a watch on there.
Keep a watch.
Because, you know, we never stop.
Never stop.
We never stop. And we're always creating. So, yeah. So, I mean, we really talk about everything. Mm-hmm. Like we talk about our lives. We talk about our guests' lives. We talk about different topics within the community. Well,
and sometimes like it'll just come from where like we're having an experience, like we are experiencing regain. We need to talk about it.
We
right
need to talk
now.
About it.
Yep. Like I need to get this out. Cause this is like a therapy session for us too. Mm-hmm. And this helps. So like, yeah, whatever we're going through.
Yeah.
We talk about too.
Yeah. 100%. I think my trackpad is dead. So
okay.
Can you unplug my phone?
Cause yes, we do have a, okay. We have a question over on Instagram and we have a question over on YouTube. And anybody from TikTok world, if you want to ask us a question, you're more than welcome to.
All right. Let's do your question first and then we'll do this one.
What has been the most surprising thing you have accomplished on your journey?
On our journeys. Okay.
What is the one thing that surprised us on our journey, our bariatric journey?
What accomplished.
Accomplished.
Right? Accomplished. Yeah. What's one thing that you surprised you that you accomplished on your journey, right?
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
I would say the fact of how like physical I can get, like with fitness, really surprised the shit out of me.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Because I didn't think I was gonna take to it. I thought I was gonna be annoyed with it because I just felt like I was, you know, you think like you haven't worked out. I don't wanna be in pain. I'm like, I don't wanna be sore. So I had no idea that I was going to like feeling those things like, oh, it's OK to feel the soreness because you know where it's coming from and you feel good about it. And then like being able to do 2-a-days is fucking crazy to me. Like I never thought in the world I was going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And you can.
Yeah.
You totally can. It's just crazy.
I think the one thing that accomplished me on my or that surprised me that I accomplished on my journey is not weight loss related at all.
Okay.
It's the fact that I am completely self-sufficient on my own and I'm not relying on anybody. I pay my own bills. I don't have anybody paying anything of mine.
That's a big deal.
I live on my own. I decided to have a puppy on my own. Like I decided to do these things. And I think that surprises me because I was always needing that person there to like.
You wanted the like the confidence, like someone to tell you it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that I can live on my own, I can do these things on my own. And that gears from bariatric surgery.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I would be able to do this if I didn't have surgery.
No way.
So, because I don't know if my ex-husband would have ever left me.
Fuck, I don't know.
Yep.
He might have, and that would have even been worse.
Yes. I see Shay's comment. Yes, Kelly, you go, girl. You're an independent woman. That's thank right. you, Shay.
Well, getting your independence back is huge because like I even I'm an independent person, but like even with this now having Eric gone, like it just feels even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're like, yeah, bitch, this is my fucking house with my fucking car with my fucking pool.
Yep.
And you're no one's going to tell me how I can and can't clean it.
Yep.
They're not going to tell me what I can, how I can and can't decorate it.
That is true.
Like it is amazing the feeling you get when you get rid of like toxic people in your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay.
What NSD or new habit have you created that made you think I'm not the old version of myself anymore?
These are good questions.
These are really good questions. Ha! Who asked that question? My gastric sleeve obsession?
Odyssey. Okay.
My gastric sleeve odyssey.
What
NSV? Is that what she said?
No, like what habit have we created that you look at and you're like, wow, I'm not the old person anymore.
Oh.
Or NSV. Or NSV.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, like the fact that I have a habit every, like for me, it's the habit of, I literally will grab a protein shake every morning. I will literally have my tea with my fiber cell stuff in it. Like taking my, I never did that before.
Yeah.
I never like woke up and took care of me.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest deal now is like, oh, it's okay to like do a full routine in the morning when you don't need to be helping and fixing people all day long. Like give yourself a good 30 minutes in the morning to yourself.
Yeah.
Like that would have never been like that before.
Trying to think what mine would be. I think my biggest one is like when I get home and I'm exhausted and I'm like, oh, I'll just do the dishes really quick. Or I'll like the other night when Mr.'s kennel came.
Okay.
Like it was late. It was dark.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I'm gonna put this whole thing together tonight. And then move my you furniture did. Around.
I thought that was wild.
And I did it all by myself.
Yep.
So things, moments like that really show me that like I am not the same person
yeah.
that I was. like just getting up and just doing it. And that's an accumulation mm-hmm. of bariatric surgery and then also being medicated for the things that I have.
And therapy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's all in one, but yes.
Yes, people. And don't feel bad if you are needing like antidepressants, anti-anxiety meds,
yeah.
like mood stabilizers. Yeah. Like this is okay. You are allowed to live in like in peacefulness. And sometimes it's out of our control with our chemicals and our brains. And we should yeah. not feel bad about it. They're just hormones. They're just levels. And it's just something that you take to level you out. So that way you can be functional and feel good mm-hmm. about yourself.
Yeah.
Because not everybody has that.
Yep.
You know, like me and you both take some. I don't give a fuck. I buy my serotonin, right? That's what we say.
Yep.
So yep. just FYI, we don't want anybody to be shamed for mental health.
No.
With any of those problems because it does run rampant in our community.
Yep.
And it makes sense. We've all have big T's and little T's. And
a lot of us have ADHD.
Yeah.
Which goes into like we are impulsive.
Impulsive.
Thus impulsive eating mm-hmm. goes hand in hand. And then also bipolar because I'm bipolar AD and ADHD with depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
So.
Fun.
Yeah. It's a ball. It's a ball over
It's a ball
here.
To live with you and yes. your brain.
Yes.
Okay. So, did we have a question on YouTube or no?
YouTube's right here.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think you said one on TikTok.
Oh, no, we do. What has been the aha moment you remember you learned from a...
We did.
So Sorry. We're just going to take a couple more, guys, and then we're going to wrap up for the night. I yeah. know Kelly's not feeling the best and we want to get
like
her
to
home.
Lay down.
And get her, you know, rested because...
Yes.
4th of July is coming.
Oh my God.
Cause her puppy's already resting. So might as well.
He is being so silly.
I love it.
Okay. So what has been an aha moment you remember you learned from a guest?
So this is from Kate Allen over in YouTube world.
Yeah.
What has been an aha moment you remember you learned from a guest? Oh, there's been a fucking, okay. The first,
so many.
My first instinct is losing to Bloomy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because Michaela fucking blew our minds so many times. And mm-hmm. I have actually placed things that Losing to Blooming has told us mm-hmm. in motion and it's fucking works.
Well, and that is one of that episode is where I actually admitted that I had regained.
Yes.
And said how much I had regained.
Yes.
And from there, I made a plan.
You did.
So that was a big aha moment. That
right.
Episode.
She just fucking yeah. blew both of our minds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. That is one to listen to.
Yeah. Like, and that's back in like early seasons too,
mm-hmm.
but it's on YouTube. It's on
probably two,
it's on Spotify,
maybe 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. Cause the only problem we're having, so I've gotten this question recently, three times actually,
mm-hmm.
is what's going on with the 0 to 50. We're getting this question again, by the way.
Oh, awesome.
So okay. I think because of how many we have, the servers are not allowing that first 50 on Apple or on Spotify.
Okay.
So in the videos, guys, we didn't start that till season 3.
Yeah.
Maybe the very end of season 2.
Yeah.
So there is some that are missing. Now, I have all the hard copies, so we could maybe figure something out, but. It's crazy.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Just wanted to FYI that. Did you have a different one or we're both just going to hang out?
No, I think that one was really good. I think that really changed my life.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So.
And through working with my therapist and Jamie, the sleep dietitian, I really broke through my regain. So, but I think that episode was the catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
So.
For both of us.
Yeah.
It changed us.
Yep.
It did. So I have a question for you, and then I think we should just ask each other a question and then wrap it up.
I don't have a question for you.
You normally do.
I know, but I'm sick.
She's sick. She's sick.
I will try. You ask me.
Mine's going to be fun.
Okay.
So it's not serious.
Okay.
Okay. So my question is to Kelly. So it's kind of with a fictional world.
Okay.
So you are in Harry Potter.
Yes.
What would be your, like, profession? Like, are you going to be a teacher?
No,
she won't like teach. Okay.
And because my brain is like not firing on all cylinders. Okay. I cannot remember the name of like the profession, but I would be one.
Come here, baby. Come here. Go to mama.
Come here. Oh, just a good boy.
He just made a funny noise. Aww.
Okay, say hello. Say hello. No, no. He doesn't want to. So I, let's see.
In Hogwarts.
It's the one that catches like the bad guys.
The demeanors?
Dementors? And no, dementors are not wizards or.
Oh, they're not. They're actually just dementors.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
But I would be the person that would like, when somebody gets in trouble doing magic, I would be the person that went and like arrested them.
Oh, okay.
And catches them.
All right. I can see you doing that.
Is it an or? I don't know.
That I don't know.
Popped in my brain. I have no idea.
Okay. So you have, and you,
Shay. Flynn Rider.
Flynn Rider. For those that don't know, that's his name.
Yes.
Flynn
Rider. My puppy's name is Flynn Rider. Rapunzel. He's such a good boy.
He's a good
Except for when he poops on my floor. Well, we're working on it.
We are working on it. So you can be goofy.
Out of all of the live shows that we've done.
Okay. That me and you have done.
Yeah. What is your favorite?
Oh, that's a hard one. Mm-hmm. Out of all the live shows.
Just the live shows where we were. Emily says, I am 3 weeks post-op.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. We have a question.
I have 3 weeks post-op, and the podcast really helped me have realistic expectations.
Oh, good.
I love that.
That's what we want to hear, because we have to be realistic about it. We can't be like, you know.
It's going
to
fix all your problems.
Right? We're not going to.
And there's some rough times, and there's some really good times, and then sometimes it can be, you know, like, both be happening at the same time. Like
that one's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you say? What was my question again?
Out of all the live shows we've done, what is your favorite? Which one is your favorite? Thanks for listening, Emily.
I'm going to say actually probably from the PNC studio.
Yeah.
The PNC studio live in Portland last year made me feel accomplished and an official. Like,
I'd agree.
Like, holy shit, we've made it. We're on like an actual channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That isn't just from an app, like it's on TV.
Yep.
This is nuts.
Very cool. It was very cool.
That was a great moment. So, all right guys, we're going to wrap it up. It is dinner time and Kelly to go rest time.
I'm going
to
go lay down.
But remember, we have merch on our website. It's rsleeplifepodcast.com.
Yep.
Don't forget, we have Patreon, patreon.com/OSLP. If you would like to become a Benchy.
Check out our link tree for all links to all of the things all the that things. We do and are a part of.
And all the things we might be bringing to you. You've got to look there.
Don't forget to sign up for the summit.
Yes, it's July. Free.
It is July
15th.
15th through the 19th.
Yes.
And it is absolutely 100% free.
Yes.
So definitely sign up for that. And Jean Wolford says, you ladies are the best.
Thank you, Jean.
We love her.
We love you. Alrighty, guys.
It's right there.
Oh.
All right. We love you guys. And we will see you. Yeah. What the fuck, girl?
I told her. I was like, what?
She tried to take my line.
No, that's why I stopped and looked at you. I was like, okay, it's time.
No, you said it.
I said, I don't know what I said.
We love you guys. That's what you said.
Oh, I did. I was doing it with you. Okay. Sorry.
Don't do it with me.
Sorry.
It would be like me counting us down with you. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We love you guys, and we will see you next time. Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, we hope you loved the episode just as much as we did. So go over to YouTube, hit subscribe and that little bell, and see our lovely faces every Tuesday.
And we are also available on all social media platforms, and we would love for you to stop by and say hi.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you next Tuesday.